Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Kiss to Belong by Anna B. Doe. Narrated by Stella Hunter and Teddy Hamilton. I want to be with you. It is as simple and as complicated as that. Charles Bukowski. Chapter 1. Alyssa. What the hell is wrong with me? Coco, my 3-year-old Yorkshire Terrier, tilts her fluffy light brown head to the side as if she's wondering the very same thing herself. I wipe my mouth with the back of my hand, the stale taste of puke still lingering on my tongue. It might just make me throw up all over again. Coco rubs her body along the side of my leg, demanding attention. So I extend my puke-free hand toward her and give her a scratch over her back. I've been feeling off for a few weeks now. At first, I thought it was something I ate, but when I kept throwing up even after a few days, I knew it had to be a stomach bug of some sort. I was just in the middle of my midterms, so I didn't have much choice but to suck it up. But now it's been at least an entire month. I'm pretty sure stomach bugs don't last this long. Sighing, I push to my feet. The process is slow, every bone in my body protesting the movement as I flush the toilet and go toward the mirror to wash my hands. While I'm at it, I splash cold water over my face, too, letting it cool down my flushed skin. When I lift my head, I catch the sight of myself in the mirror. My skin is even paler than usual, and I'm naturally fair since I've been gifted with my Nana Edith's genes. Ginger hair, ivory skin, and freckles. Lots and lots of freckles. Big dark bags are prominent under my blue eyes, and my usually smooth hair is a mess. I'm not even sure when was the last time I washed it. Probably last week, on that one day when I actually felt human. I reach for the towel but find the rack empty, so I crouch down in front of the cupboard and grab a fresh towel. Just as I'm ready to get up, my gaze stops on the box of tampons me and my roommates always keep stashed inside. I look at the box, almost in a daze as I tap the towel over my face. When was the last? I'm not sure how much time passes before it hits me. No. My fingers tighten around the towel that's still pressed against my cheek as the cold sweat washes over me. No, no, no. This is a mistake. It has to be. Pushing to my feet, I hurry into my bedroom, looking around the space until my gaze falls on my phone that I left charging next to my bed. I yank it off the cord, quickly entering my code before opening my calendar. Different boxes are colored with the dates for my school assignments, but that's it. This can't be happening. Damn it. I swipe my finger over the screen, looking back at November. Nothing. October. There, 3 little red squares. I tap one of them, spotting. Seeing the words on the screen jogs my memory. My period usually lasts at least 5 days, and it's pretty heavy the first couple at least, but this time it was only a slight spotting. I waved it off, attributing it to stress. I had a big project due, and I just had a fight with my mom. My fingers wobble, and I tighten my grip on my phone so it doesn't fall out of my grasp. My knuckles turn white, but I barely notice it because I'm frantically swiping back toward the present, hoping more red squares will appear. But it's useless. My last period was almost 3 months ago. Maybe I just didn't put it on my calendar? Even before the words are out, I know I'm being foolish. If I had my period, I'd have put it on the calendar. I've done it every month since I got it for the first time when I was 11. You don't suddenly forget a decade-old habit. Finally, my legs give out on me, and I fall back on my bed. This can't be happening, I murmur out loud, as if saying the words will somehow make them true. But it doesn't change the fact that I haven't had my period for the last 2 months, that I've been throwing up for the last few weeks. Because whether I want to admit it out loud or not, deep down I already know the answer. I'm pregnant. The warm air hits me as I slip inside my house, a shiver running down my spine. As soon as the first shock washed away, I grabbed my bag, put on my jacket and boots, and was out of the house. At this point, it was all just speculation. Maybe I really caught some mutated form of a stomach bug that's been plaguing me for the past few weeks. You could never be sure of such things. Either that, or I was pregnant. I have to know, and I have to know now. The whole trip to the store took longer than expected. While a big chunk of students had already left campus for the holidays, the locals were still here, and it felt like every person in a 20-mile radius was doing some last-minute Christmas shopping. Still, I got what I was looking for, and now it was time to find out the truth. My phone buzzes. I pull it out of my pocket, scanning the screen before picking up. Hey, you. Just wanted to see how you're doing. Feeling any better? Yasmin asks on the other side of the line as I go to the bathroom. Fine, still a bit off, but hopefully I'll feel better soon. I turn the bag upside down and let the box fall on the counter. Or I might just feel even sicker. The jury is still out. You should seriously go and see a doctor. You've been feeling off for how long now? Weeks? A while now, I admit noncommittally. I really think it's just some bug. Bugs don't last that long, and you know it, Yasmin says sternly, and I can totally hear her rolling her eyes at me. Yes, here. It's all in the tone of her voice. I met Yasmin through a mutual friend. Last year, she started dating Nixon, one of my best friend's roommates, and although I've barely known her for about a year, we really hit it off, and lately, I've been hanging out more and more with Yasmin and her friends, Callie, Kate, and Chloe, than my own friends. Alyssa, Yasmin calls, breaking me out of my thoughts. I'm here, just thinking. I hope that thinking involves getting your ass into the doctor's office. The test on the counter draws my attention. It's a tool that serves in medical diagnostics. That counts, right? Maybe. Somebody, probably Nixon, calls Yasmin's name in the background. You should go, I'll be fine. Of course you will. Please promise me you'll call if you don't feel well, and go to the damn doctor, Ellie. I'll be fine. When she clears her throat, I give in. But if I don't feel well, I'll go to the doctor, I promise. Talk soon? Sure. Take care of yourself. I chuckle. I love you too. Yeah, yeah. We say our goodbyes and I hang up. I look at the screen and notice all the red bubbles on my apps. Skipping the social media notifications, I go straight for the messages. A friend sent a picture of her and her boyfriend at some ski resort in the mountains, while the other is on the beach in Mexico. I quickly reply, wishing them fun. Then there's my mom's message. Mom, please wear something appropriate for the party tonight. Mom, and for all that's holy, try not to be late. Thanks a bunch, Mom, I mutter, rolling my eyes. I open my boyfriend's message last, my heart picking up speed as I do. Chad.
Pick you up at 6?
The pregnancy test mocks me from the counter. Chad and I've been dating for a year now. He's a nice guy, handsome, smart, from a good family. My parents love him, which is definitely not easy to find. Some days, I wonder if they even like themselves. What will he think if I'm pregnant? Just like me, he's a senior at Blairwood, on his way to law school once he's done. And while we did talk a little about the future, it's always been in general terms, nothing specific, which suited me just fine. But what if there is no time left? I look at the clock. Still 2 hours to go. Me. Sure. See you soon, XO. Putting the phone on the counter, I pick up the box, tentatively flipping it on the other side to read the instructions. A lump forms in my throat, but I push it down and rip the box open. Coco's ears perk at the rustling sound. It's now or never, Coco.
Chapter 2. Maddox. I tug at my collar as I enter the stuffy ballroom, the warm air suffocating me almost instantly. Or maybe it's this damn tie. This is the last place I want to be, but as my mother likes to point out, attendance is non-negotiable for the members of the Anderson family. After all, she's the one organizing this Christmas charity gala to raise funds for children suffering from cancer. The least I can do, according to her, is show up and play nice. However, while I support her causes 100%, I could do without actually having to come to the party and mingle with other people. I tried to point it out, but of course, she didn't want to hear about it. Lucky me. Keeping my head low, I slide through the crowd of overly dressed people and head straight for the bar. Maybe if I keep a low profile, I'll be able to...
I thought we agreed you'd come on time.
Busted. Probably in record time, too. Sighing, I push the metal frames up my nose before turning around and facing my mother. Mom, I greet, bending down to place a kiss on her cheek. Caroline Anderson's dark red lips are spread in a smile, always the perfect senator's wife, but I can see the disapproval in her dark eyes as she takes me in.
Didn't have time for a haircut, either? Honestly, Maddox...
She tisks, shaking her head slightly. I run my fingers through my curls, pushing them back. Not that it helps if it's to be judged by the narrowing of her eyes. I was busy working on my current project. I told you that. But you told me I should come regardless.
This is a family event, Maddox. You have to support your family. Besides, it's Christmas.
I nod, since it's easier than fighting with her. There's no way I'm going to come out as a winner. She's a lawyer's daughter and a wife, and it shows. So instead, I change the subject. Where's Dad? I take a sweep of the room, searching for my father's tall frame. People are divided into groups, chatting between themselves, but a few eyes are on us.
Schmoozing?
Mom waves her hand.
You know how your father can get.
Yeah, I do. They might be doing this for charity and giving back to the community, and they might even mean it. But that doesn't make it any less of a stage set up to support my father's political career.
Come on, walk with me around the room.
Mom loops her arm through mine and tugs me away from the bar and toward a group of people.
Everybody's been asking about you.
I groan inwardly, but let her pull me along like the good son I am. For the next 30 minutes, I let my mom drag me from group to group, doing my best to pay attention and show interest as we stop to talk to different high-profile people attending this event. I'm in the middle of a conversation with the governor of New York when I see a flash of the familiar red hair. But before I can catch her eyes, she's already gone. Damn it. I nod at whatever the man is saying, but all my attention is on finding my best friend. Mom must notice that I'm distracted because she excuses us after a couple of minutes and pulls me away. Alyssa is here, I comment, still searching for her. Mom makes a sweep of the room, smiling at people watching.
She came with her boyfriend earlier.
Of course she did. My body turns stiff as it always does at the mention of her boyfriend. Allie has dated in the past, but never this long, and never a guy her parents actually approved of. Is this it? Is he the one for her, and I finally lost my chance? My throat wobbles as I struggle to swallow the lump that formed. All these years. My eyes land on her just as the song ends. Allie pulls away from her preppy boyfriend, smiling up at him, and my jaw clenches. It's an instinctual reaction. Then again, I've had it with every guy she's ever been with. But there is something particularly sleazy about... What's his name again? Chuck? Chase? Something like that. He puts his hand on the small of her back, leaning down to whisper in her ear as he leads her back to their seats. Mom stops and turns around to face me.
When do you plan to bring a girlfriend, Maddox?
If I can't have her, I don't want anybody else. I force myself to look away from Allie. Sorry to disappoint, Mom.
I'm not disappointed.
She straightens my collar and tie.
I just want you to be happy.
I know, but it's hard to achieve happiness when the girl you're in love with and have been in love with all your life is in love with somebody else.
Alyssa.
Champagne?
Chad asks, but doesn't wait for an answer before grabbing a couple glasses from a passing server and handing me one. I take it, curling my fingers around the delicate crystal. Chad's free hand slides to the small of my back.
You've been quiet tonight.
I notice one of my mother's friends watching me, so I paste a smile on my lips. Just a lot on my mind.
like the fact that I'm carrying your baby. The words appear in my mind, and the need to gulp down the champagne is strong. But no more alcohol for me. A shame, since I could use it right about now. God, how many times have I drunk in the last few months? I was definitely not partying as hard as I used to in my freshman and sophomore years of college. But I live for an occasional drink with my girls. My fingers itch to rub over my belly, but I clench them harder around the glass. Did I unknowingly harm the baby? Was there something else except drinking that I might have done that could have put it at risk? A wave of heat hits me out of nowhere as panic spreads through my body. I force myself to take in a shaky breath, not that it helps much. Can we go out on the terrace? Chad glances at me for a moment, a contemplative look on his face. I don't know if he can see something's wrong or if it's all in my head. After taking the test that turned positive, I pushed everything to the back of my mind because I needed to prepare for tonight. I looked awful, and there was no way I could come to the gala like that. Not coming wasn't optional either, so I had to suck it up. Compartmentalizing was something I was good at. My mother taught me that from an early age, and I mastered it. Chad takes a step to the side.
Sure.
Nodding, I turn and go for the door, discarding the flute at the first available surface before slipping outside in the chilly night. A shiver runs through my body, but finally, my lungs open up and the sweet air fills my body. Hands land on my shoulders, making me jump in surprise. I look over my shoulder to find Chad's serious eyes on me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it was just hot inside. Chad slowly turns me around to face him. His finger slides under my chin and he tips my head back to look at me. Chad Kennedy is gorgeous. I bet if he wanted to, he could easily be a model. His dark blonde hair is neatly styled away from his face. His bright blue eyes, surrounded by thick eyelashes, are staring into mine. His lips are full, and he must have shaved before leaving because his square jaw is baby smooth. Chad slides his fingers over my cheekbone.
You look a little pale. Do you still have that bug?
I close my eyes, unable to look at him. This is it. My chance to tell him. I mean, I knew I'd have to tell him. It's not like I can hide that I'm pregnant from my boyfriend and expect him not to notice. But I'm not sure I'm ready. How does one do that, anyway? Do I just blurt it out? Ask him to sit and explain? But how? Is there a guide for this shit? Because it certainly would come in handy right about now. A lump grows in my throat. My stomach rolls, and for a moment I think I might throw up once again. Closing my eyes, I brush my clammy palms against the sides of my legs, feeling the rapid pounding of my heart in my eardrums as sweat coats my body.
Alyssa.
There's a soft, nervous chuckle as his hands smooth down my arm.
Are you okay? You're scaring me.
I'm scaring myself. I slide my tongue over my dry lips and open my mouth to explain, but I end up just blurting out, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. The silence that falls over us is almost deafening. I slowly open my eyes and look at Chad's expressionless face. He doesn't say anything, doesn't blink, just stares at me. Chad, did you...
You have to be joking.
He pulls back abruptly like I burned him. It's like my words snapped him out of the daze he was under.
Please tell me you're joking.
I wrap my arms around myself, the cold finally getting to me. I'm not. The bug, it wasn't really a bug. He narrows his eyes at me suspiciously.
How long did you know?
Is he serious? I just found out earlier tonight.
And you decided to tell me now?
His voice raises. He looks around, running his fingers over his face. When was I supposed to tell you? I yell right back, tightening my grip around myself. This is so not going as I expected. Not that I'm sure what I thought in the first place. I know this is a surprise and you haven't expected it, but neither have I.
Is it? He bites out. A surprise.
I blink, unsure what he's getting at with this. What? Chad stalks closer.
You said you were on the pill.
I was. I remember the little pill I popped into my mouth like clockwork this morning. I am. Shit. Just another thing I should probably stop doing.
Then how the fuck did this happen?
Chad demands. My head snaps up and I see the irritation on his face. It takes me a moment for his words to register in my mind. He can't mean... It happened the old-fashioned way, Chad. No protection is 100% foolproof, and you know it. Besides, I jab my finger in his chest forcefully. It was you who insisted we get rid of condoms because you don't like them.
Because I thought we were protected.
He lifts his arms in the air and lets them fall by his side, clearly exasperated. I shake my head. I can't believe he's actually serious about this. Of course it's my fault.
I'm not saying...
You're not? I lift my brow at him. Because it sure seems like you are. Chad rubs his hand over his face.
Are you sure?
Well, as sure as I can be with a missed period and a positive pregnancy test in my bathroom trash.
Fuck.
He rubs his hand over his face, ensuring he doesn't mess his hair, because God forbid he looks anything but perfect. I called my doctor. They scheduled me in after the holidays for a checkup. I watch him, waiting for some kind of reaction, but I don't get anything. Chad smooths his hand over his head and nods.
Good. That's good.
Good. I don't see how anything about this entire situation is good. Far from it. We're in our senior year of college. The last thing I need is a baby right now.
Maybe the test was wrong.
The hope in his voice is hard to miss. I press my lips in a tight line. Highly unlikely, but I'm not going to point it out. He looks around.
Listen, I have to go.
What? He can't be serious, can he? Chad turns his attention to me, but he's not looking at me, not really.
You're going to your parents' house anyway, right?
Yeah, but...
Then I should go. Call me after you hear back from the doctor about...
He waves his hand in the general direction of my midsection.
Okay.
I nod my head, at a loss for words. I can't believe he's leaving just after I've told him I'm pregnant.
Okay. We'll talk soon.
With another nod, Chad turns around and runs back inside like the devil is at his feet. We'll talk soon? That's the best he has? We'll talk soon? Tears that I've been pushing back from the moment I realized what's happening come rushing back to the surface. Tears of frustration, anger, fear, disappointment, loneliness, fear. It hits me all at once.
Allie?
I look up and find Maddox standing in the doorway and watching me worriedly. I'm not sure how long I've been standing here, just staring into nothingness. Probably a while.
Are you okay?
Maddox asks, observing me in that quiet, intense way of his. I try to cover a sniffle and force out a smile.
Sure.
But of course, my best friend sees right through it.
You don't look fine.
He moves closer, his eyes taking me in from head to toe.
You're freezing.
I needed some fresh air, but I forgot to take my jacket.
I wipe under my eyes, brushing my tears away quickly so he doesn't see them. Maddox shakes his head and starts unbuttoning his jacket.
You don't have...
Before I can even finish, he takes the jacket off and puts it over my shoulders, closing it gently. He cups my face, brushing his thumb over my cheekbones.
Why are you crying here?
I'm not crying,
I protest, looking away. Maddox's gaze darts to the ballroom before coming back to me.
Did I just see Chuck leave?
It's Chad, I correct. I'm not even sure why. And yeah, he just left.
Do I need to go after him and teach him a lesson?
A chuckle, a real one this time, escapes me.
You wouldn't hurt a fly.
Maddox is one of the best, kindest people I know. When we were little, he'd been the one going around our neighborhood, saving hurt animals and helping kids in need. Maddox pushes his glasses up the bridge of his nose. His hand reaches up and he slowly tucks a strand of my hair behind my ear, the tips of his fingers grazing my skin. A shiver runs through me. Damn, he was right. It is cold.
Don't be so sure. If he made you cry, I'd punch him in the face without blinking an eye.
Those dark eyes stare into mine for a moment.
Come on, let's get you inside before you freeze to death.
He throws his arm around me, pulling me into his side. His warmth envelops me, so I snuggle closer. I hadn't even realized how cold I was up until this moment. Or, I look up at him. Wanna ditch this thing? A crooked smile forms on his lips.
I thought you'd never ask.
A Harry Potter marathon? If it's possible, his smile grows even brighter.
You know it, Allie.
I press my head against his chest, letting out a long sigh. You're the best friend a girl can ask for, you know that?
Yeah.
He lets out a long breath.
Yeah, I know that.
Come on, let's get out of here. A cacophony of noises slams into us the moment we're back into the ballroom. I glance over my shoulder at Maddox, following behind. Let's stick to the side and hope no... Where do you think you're going? Maddox and I both come to a stop, our wide eyes meeting. Damn it, we're so busted. Plastering a smile on my face, I turn around to find no other than Mrs. Anderson standing behind us, arms leisurely crossed over her chest, one eyebrow raised in silent question. She shifts her attention from me to Maddox. Well, what are you two up to? We were just going out to get some fresh air, I offer, the answer coming out more like a question. Mrs. Anderson's dark eyes shift to me. You were just outside. Fine, I roll my eyes, throwing away any pretense. We're getting out of here, happy?
Ellie, Maddox chastises.
What? I look over my shoulder at him. It's not like she doesn't know it. What am I going to do with you two? Mrs. Anderson shakes her head. One would think you'd take this seriously since you're not children any longer. Maddox and I exchange sheepish looks, and I have to bite the inside of my cheek to prevent myself from laughing out loud. God only knows how many times we've done the exact same thing in the past. Fine, Mrs. Anderson sighs. Off with you, just be careful nobody else sees you. I lean in to hug her, pressing a soft kiss to her cheek. You're the best, Mrs. A. Yeah, yeah, you only say that when I let you off the hook. That's what makes you the best. Sliding my fingers into Maddox's firm hand, I give him a tug and murmur so only he can hear me. Run, before she changes her mind. So we do just that, laughing until we're out of the ballroom, and if only for a moment my heart feels lighter. Things might be changing, but there's always going to be one constant in my life. Maddox. Chapter 3. Alyssa. Based on the measurements, you're 14 weeks along, Dr. Jeremy says, her eyes fixed on the screen. My tummy clenches at her words. Nervousness, unease, hope, fear are all mixing inside of me and making my stomach roll. 14 weeks. I've been growing another human inside of me for 14 weeks, and I haven't even known for most of that time. My gaze darts toward the screen as I hold on to the edge of the exam table to steady myself. The image on the monitor is a mix of blacks, grays, and whites. I'm not sure what it should represent, but she seems to know what she's looking at. At least I hope so. How have you been feeling? Nauseous? I say, but it comes out more like a question. The woman chuckles. Yeah, I remember that face. You have kids? I guess it makes sense. She has at least 15 years on me, if not more. But up until this moment, I've never thought too much about pregnancy and children. 2 boys and a girl. Couldn't keep anything down with any of them for the first 3 months. She looks at me, a kind smile on her lips. Would you like to hear your baby's heartbeat? My baby's heartbeat. My own heart does a flip in my chest. I open my mouth, but no words come out, so instead I simply nod. Dr. Jeremy turns her attention back to the screen and presses a button. A quick whooshing sound fills the small room, and my throat goes dry. The sound is extremely fast, like the flutter of a bird's wings. Thump, 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 thump. Is that normal? I ask, my teeth sinking into my lower lip.
Completely. Babies usually have a much faster heartbeat than adults do. Babies. Warmth spreads through my chest as her words
Sample complete. Ready to continue?